Reports, possible discussion on updates from other regional water planning groups. Lynn, do you have anything from Region B? Lynn Smith, do you have anything from Region B?
Region B's next meeting will be June 21st.
Okay.
And we're about the same process in the cycle as you are.
Okay. Gary Spicer was Region C. He's not here. Dale Adams?
Wayne, just real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
I do know Region C is meeting on June 12th, and I do plan on attending that meeting. I don't know where they are in the process, but I don't think they've met so far this year.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. Region F, Dale?
Some of the same things we're doing here. Going through elections and things like this. The next meeting will be July the 27th.
Okay. Gary Newman, Region K.
Yeah, they're in the same beginning process we are. I'll reach out to Terry Gray and make sure we trade notes to keep you guys up to speed.
Thank you. Region L, Jim Briggs.
Region L met on May the 19th. That was a working group discussion for population and water demands as they get prepared for their plan.
And Region O, Dale's not here. Zach had four sheets of paper over here, so I just passed him up. Region H, Zach.
Next Region H meeting is tentatively scheduled for early July. There's slight chance it could end up being held in August if necessary, but now expecting July to give a little buffer between meeting and due dates. They're wrapped up with water demands, water supplies, and the water management strategies to anticipate some time in the summer and early fall to convene with the committee to discuss the methodology for identifying the potentially feasible / infeasible project analysis that we're going through too.
Thank you. I have Brad Burnett up here. He's going to give us an update about Region H also. Chairman Evans of Region H appointed a specific issue committee to coordinate for planning purposes with the Region G planning group on the Brazos Alluvium and to facilitate effective communication on this issue between the Region H and Region G planning groups during the 2026 regional planning cycle. The committee reports to the Region H chair when appropriate and to the Region H planning group at their regular meetings. They're calling it the Brazos Alluvium Committee. There's four members, and Brad Burnett is one of those members, and I ask if he would tell us what it's about, because that's all I know, what I just read you.
Sure. Thank you. So, yeah, I'm Brad Burnett. I'm actually an employee here at the Brazos River Authority. I'm the regional manager over our central and lower basin area, and I serve as the voting member for BRA on Region H. So the chairman, Mark Evans, down there appointed this committee maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. We haven't met yet, so we're still in the formative stages. Probably we'll meet sometime between now and July, but Region G and Region H are interlinked by the Brazos River, and water flows downhill, and so within Region H, I think the committee was formed so that there would be an open avenue of communication for any water management strategies that are looked at or developed in Region G that use the Brazos River alluvium. And so Chairman Evans just wanted to create a mechanism to facilitate the communication as both planning groups move forward on any issues that would involve the Brazos alluvium.
Okay. We don't have a specific contact or committee like y'all do, so I assume most of that will come to me as chair or whoever the chair is.
That's what I would assume.
Okay.
If you wanted to appoint a committee, that would be, that would be up to you. So.
Well, is it groundwater or surface water, Gary?
You answer that question.
No, I ask you first.
And I think isn't Brandon Wade scheduled to give this group a presentation?
Yes, Brandon, at our next meeting, Brandon is going to give a presentation that he gave to Region H on the Brazos Alluvium. So
that's all I've got for you.
All right. Does anybody have any questions for Brad? Y'all? All right, y'all good? Thank you, Brad. Appreciate you doing that for us.